This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We're here with Sebastian Walcott right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we were just talking, and we always want to give people insight into spring training. You were talking about going through your ground ball routine. For people who are not familiar, can you walk us through what does that look like for you?
Just making sure that your hands are feeling good before practice. Just make sure your eyes and hands are working together, and just basically doing picks, like off the machine that it shoots ground balls out of. And you basically watching the ball into the glove multiple times, front hand, back hand, and then you also imitating like a ground ball that's hit to you in the game. So, you know, that just gets me ready for practice, games, making sure that my eyes and hands are working properly.
What about breakfast routine? How's that usually go?
It all depends on the day. If I have a lift in the morning, I'll probably come a little bit earlier. Get the lift in, then probably get some breakfast right after, then start my day.
Are we talking eggs, Raisin Bran? What are we looking at here?
Whatever they got in there. They have French toast in there, so I ate the French toast, and I have some eggs with it as well.
Is that a reward for a good practice, or do you get French toast just because?
I think you just got French toast just because, you know. I think that's my first time seeing French toast, but I
saw... Ever?
No.
Okay, but it sounded like for a second you were like, I've never even seen French toast before.
Nah,
I was like, hold on, what?
In the clubhouse, that was my first time. But, that was my first time seeing French toast in the clubhouse. But I saw a lot of players eating pancakes the other day. But,
okay, we need to talk about something real quick. Can you rank the breakfast breads between the pancake, French toast, and the waffle? Because I think French toast is clearly number one.
No. Waffle.
No?
No, waffle. Waffle's one, pancakes two, French toast three.
What?
I'm with him. I think he's dead on there.
I really thought we were bonding. It just kind of all fell apart.
It's all right. We're good over here.
Now, when you were talking about your routine earlier, I'm kind of curious. Are you a tough critic on yourself? Because sometimes, like, that's what it takes to get to that level.
Yeah, I definitely say I'm hard. I'm hard on myself when it comes to that type of stuff because, you know, I'm gonna try to be as close to perfect in practice because in the game, you're not going to be perfect. You know, the game is very difficult and it's very hard to be successful at it. And so I push myself to, like, perfection, even though I try to get close to it, even though I'm not going to get it. And I think... me doing that like helps me a lot and helps me mentally and physically get prepared for games.
Do you hear much outside noise? Like, for example, some athletes will be like, oh, I hear everything. It motivates me. Others will be like, no, I don't really care. If you're not in the clubhouse, it's pretty irrelevant.
During games, I don't really pay attention to the noise. Like, fans are going to say what they're going to say, you know. But, you know, it's my job to stay focused on what I can do and on my job. And then trying to help the team win. So I'm just focused on doing that.
All right. So then one of the outside things that we often hear and discuss specifically about you is you're very tall. Like, I don't usually feel short around people. You're a tall shortstop. Has that ever been brought up to you? And, like, is that a discussion? And do you think about that?
My coach just told me, yeah, you know, you're a tall, short, so you're just like Corey. And, you know, that's the only people I really listen to, because, you know, that those are the people that are going to help me get better and help you stay at shortstop. So other people say I'm a tall, short, son, so you can't stay at shortstop. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm always work towards staying at shortstop and work towards becoming a long-time shortstop like Corey.
Now, one of the things that my co-host said a few years ago when we had Elvis and Beltre on one side of the field was that's too much range on one side of the field. Do you think that's a ridiculous thing to say?
We essentially invented the shift. Like, we essentially helped them figure out the shift.
And then they had to turn it back.
Yeah, you know, I don't think you can ever have too much range. That's just better for the team, because, you know, you have a third base on the short side that can get to any ball. You have a short side that can get to a ball up the middle. You have a short side that can get to the ball in the hole. You have a third base that can cover the line and the 5-6 hole. So I think that's just perfect. You never got too much range on one side of the field, and I think that's why they won Gold Gloves, because they were able to do that.
Probably so, and that's why I do this. How valuable a resource is Corey Seager? You mentioned it, just to have, like, World Series MVP, somebody we all have a lot of love for.
You know, he's a good guy to watch play. You know, the way he carries himself on the field, the way he does defense, the way he hits, it's truly special, because he's one of a kind. And, you know, you get to see him play every day in Big League camp, it's pretty good. And, you know, as a tall guy like him, you know, watching him play shortstop, it's pretty motivating, because, you know, he's been doing it since he's with the Dodgers, and he's doing it now, like, 10 years later. It's pretty special.
Last thing I got for you, I know you have a terrible French toast opinion, but if you start playing well because you ate French toast in the pregame, then will it shift over and you're like, hey, I'm on a roll with French toast, we got to stick with it?
I'm not that superstitious, okay. But if they keep serving French toast and I'm keeping good, I guess I got to stick with it.
Okay, I'm awesome. Just going to go with it. He's going to play well no matter what, Kevin.
Sure.
All right. That's the way I'm going to rock.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it, sir. Yeah. Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.